For our assignment this week, Jason told us to think of someone in the Bible who failed and what was the outcome of that failure. And here in Revelation 3:14, Paul was talking to the seven churches, and to the last one, Laodicea. He said, "To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot." And then he told them, if they kept on in their ways, what the outcome was going to be. He said, "So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth."
I thought about Eli the priest in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 13. "For I announced to him that I would judge his house forever for the iniquity of his sons. For his sons reviled God, and he did not correct them in any way." And that shows that Eli failed in a responsibility towards his sons. And it oftentimes is that way with a responsibility that may seem small, like teaching a young child to do what's right. It may seem small now, but down the road, if we don't take care of that, it can be a big problem. And that goes with other things as well. If we start letting responsibilities slide, it'll make big problems in the future.
I thought about Solomon. He started off really good, and God allowed him to be the wisest person who ever lived, but he was, towards the end of his life, he grew irresponsible with that wisdom, and allowed his wives to influence him, and he fell away from God, and God allowed his kingdom to be divided and given to another.
One story I always remember from the Old Testament is when the children of Israel needed water. They were real thirsty. They didn't have any water. And the Lord told Moses that he should go to a rock and speak to the rock. And he got upset at the children of Israel, and he struck the rock instead, and water still came out. But the Lord said that you can only see the land of Canaan from far off. You can't actually enter the land. So seems kind of harsh, but I'm sure, like, back at the time, you know, when it really happened, there might have been more reasons, or, you know, it'd be a little more clear back then, probably.
I thought about when Sodom and Gomorrah was being destroyed. Lot and his wife and his family were fleeing the city, and they were fleeing, they were running from the sin, but Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. And I thought about how sometimes we can be going along, we go along with the right, but then we just not quite, you know, do it all the way, but we look back, and that's not good.
I thought of Jonah, how he was told to go preach and he didn't want to, so he hid, but then God made a whale swallow him, and so he didn't do his responsibility, and the outcome was that the whale swallowed him.
God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, but he failed his responsibility, and for his punishment he had to go in a whale for 3 days.
In the parable of the talents, the one man that received the one talent, he went and got scared, and he went and hid the talent. And then later, when his master came back, his master was upset because he had failed to keep that one talent.